I actually like us to take this song. It says, "You are God, you are God, O Israel. You are God, you are God, O Israel. Let it be known, let it be known in the midst of the nation, you will be lifted high. Oh, you will be magnified. You are Lord,
you are God,
you are Lord,
you are God over Israel.
You are Lord,
you are God. You are God over Israel.
Let it be known.
Let it be known in the midst of the nation. You will be lifted high. You will be magnified.
One more time. You are God, you are God over Israel. You are God,
you are God,
you are God over Israel. Let it be known, let it be known
in the midst of the nation. You will be lifted up. You will be magnified.
Precious Father, we declare that as our confession this morning, we declare that you are God over the nations. You are God first over your church. Even in these times, you are God over all. We declare, Lord, that you reign above all things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, your word says that one shall chase 1,000 and 2, 10,000. Father, we are standing as a witness, O Lord God, today, as many others are, as a witness of light. In the earth today, in Canada, and in the world, we ask, oh Lord God, that you will be magnified in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I ask for utterance today. I ask for help. I ask that you communicate your heart to us, oh Lord. Amen. Jesus. Help us this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
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 We trust God for a brief charge today. Sorry, I want to sit down so that... I mean, I want to stand up so that... No.
Okay, okay.
If I sit, it will be one kind for me.
Okay.
So, we're in very dear times. We're in very, very serious times. And the place of the church, the activity of the church at this point in time is very, very important. And... statement Daniel made earlier is key to this, because there is need for insight and clarity of direction. Because it's one thing to pray, and it's another thing to be conscious of the will of God. And God does not take side with men. He does not take side with emotions. He does not take sides with what we desire. The Lord takes sides with his will. So when the will of God is made known on earth by the prophetic channel, what we are doing is that we are agreeing with what he wants in heaven, so we can be channels for that possibility in wherever we find ourselves. So prayer is not a thing of God, help us, or we just want this to happen. We're actually praying what is already the intention in the heavens.
That's right.
Because it takes men to bear certain possibilities in the earth realm. We're in very, very dear times. If you think this is just about the nations or something esoteric. Maybe you're interceding, you're praying for Brazil, you're praying for China. It affects your family. It's a threat. Don't think of it as something far. Think of people who are yet to be saved. It's not something of panic. No, that's not what it is. Because we have seen in scriptures that whenever there is an onslaught of the enemy, a great onslaught of the enemy, the Lord also has a corresponding effect, a corresponding introduction on earth. It says that gross darkness will cover the earth, but the Lord will arise and shine upon certain people. Mm. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm.
And I would like us to turn to Luke 18. Luke 18, verse 1. Luke 18, verse 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke 18, verse 1. If we could just read the first verse together, 1, 2, go. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Let's read verse 8 of that. Want to go? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, we see the discussion of prayer has to do with faith on the earth, not faith in heaven. And one thing I want to draw from this scripture is the first statement here, that men ought always to pray. And someone may be asking, why men? Why has this responsibility been given to men? Why not spirits? In fact, why does God not act things out? Men are very important. Men, that is why one of the greatest tragedies up to now and going is a man who does not know he's in honor. Scripture says he's as a beast. Man was created in the earth realm to reflect the possibilities of God. He was created to institute the government of God and also be the image of God upon the earth. But we see that men are living either for themselves or destitute of the knowledge of God and their role in things that pertain to the kingdom of God. And there is no purpose outside the kingdom of God. There is no purpose. Any man who is making it out there doing all manner of things is just looking fat on the outside. Within is lean. It's like coming to Canada. You came here with a study permit. The intention was to study. But all of a sudden, you come here, you forget what you are here to do. You become a stripper. You understand? It's wrong. It makes no sense. The emphasis here is men. And the type of men here are very important. It says men ought to always pray. They ought to. It is an expectation. And the Lord ties it in verse 8, stating that it is actually an act of faith. It is the most important, it is the first and most important action point of the church in the time of trials. That is our go-to action. They were persecuting the church. They did not go and make petitions in the high court. They didn't go to do many things. The Bible says they gathered and they prayed. It says prayers were made for Peter. Men are very important. I want to pass that across. Men are very, very important. And if you are not praying, someone else is praying. the reason why we can, first of all, man has to occupy a territory, a physical space, and there is no vacant space anywhere. Wherever a man finds himself, the spirit behind that man will express itself. That is why prayer for the believer is not a discussion. Because if you are not doing something, someone else is doing something. Oh, we know prayer. We know prayer. Is prayer a Christian thing? Is it? I want to ask a question. Do you think it's a Christian thing to pray alone? Yes or no?
No, like the question is a bit vague.
Okay. Do you think only Christians, like the term prayer, is it a Christian word? Is it something that is only synonymous with Christianity?
No, I think Muslims.
No.
Okay. So what even is prayer? Let's look at that. If you could give a clean definition, what would you just straight up answer? Prayer is this.
It's a two-way communication.
It's a two-way communication.
It's an appeal to a higher authority to act.
It's an appeal to a higher authority to act. Okay. Wow. That's strong.
It's a conversation. Like it's a
two-way.
Two-way
conversation. Okay. No, I won't come to you. He knows what I'm looking. He may be surprised. Yes, sir.
Well, it's a reaching to the, you know, to the spiritual, trying to communicate to the spiritual entity.
Yeah. That's basically prayer. Well, everything we've said, communication, looking for a higher authority to intervene. Give us your own opinion.
Prayer is earthly permission for heavenly intervention.
Okay. Prayer is earthly permission for what? For heavenly permission. Now, that is very crucial. What you said and what he said are very important. God is a God of laws. He says that he honors his word more than his own name. That means in a territory, and territories are not just physical. They are spiritual territories. Your family is your territory. Your health, your finances is your territory. The nation, the locality you find yourself is your territory. And if you find anything strange of an activity going on there, you need to question your own activity, because a man is doing something and you are not doing something about it. The definition kindness gave is very important. She said that prayer, can you give us that definition again?
An appeal to a higher authority to act.
An appeal. She even uses a legal term.
Yes.
It is an appeal to a higher authority to act. In other words, while this higher authority is there, it can be there, and because you don't appeal, what will happen? Nothing. So the instruction is very important that men, not spirits, not animals, but men. Because men are, there is no void man. Every man is a house. He is housing something. You are either housing the spirit of God or unclean spirits. And scripture says that the heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. And the earth he has given. It's not that they are the children or they are owned by the children of men. The Lord gave it to them legally. In other words, man has to permit the operations of the heavens here on earth. A man sinned. God, being the ultimate being, could have said, "Let's wipe it away." But he had to send a man to be the sin offering for men. Men are very important. Please, men, you matter in every discussion of prayer. Because if you are not doing something, And someone is doing something, men always ought always to pray. And men are assigned to territories. You are first assigned to your own Jerusalem. You must learn to watch over your own self. And I perceive the Lord, apart from the nations, which is clear to us, something that was strong as I waited on the Lord, I said, what do you want to talk about? Is to encourage the house on your families. There are certain people here that the deliverance of your family, including myself, are tied to your own priesthood. Because you are the man that has become, the, like she said, a voice of appeal. Scripture will say, give him no rest until he make Jerusalem a praise upon the earth. Please, men are very important. You matter. You are important. That sleep that is strong on you, that God comes to fight, is not because God wants to just exercise your spirit. There are people's destinies who are bound to it. And it takes me to my topic today, which is where I trust the Lord to injure as he opens other things up to us. I'd like us to turn to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, verse 13. I would like us to read it together before I do. 1, 2, are we there?
Yes.
Okay, let's read it. 1, 2, go. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the earth, if the salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be casted out and to be trodden under the foot of men. My charge today, or my discussion, is ye are the salt of the earth. And I find it very interesting that this brother brought up that revelation, which is very, very, very important. That the people were sitting back comfortable in a recliner chair, not even dining table chair. Recliner chair is very comfortable. They're wearing seat belt on a recliner chair. I find that very interesting. And while they were sitting in that recliner chair, they were not sitting in the atrium. They'll tell you that they were separate from the atrium. But we see that there was there was earth, and there was a huge armor coming upon the face of the earth. These people that were outside were not under risk. The only problem, the details there, was that they were relaxed. That is very, very, very interesting. And my small charge today is this. Because men matter. And the type of man, in this case, being the believer, because we see that this scripture captures the essence of a believer. And one thing the believer is described as is the salt of the earth. Not the salt of heaven, but the salt of where, sir? The earth. The believer is not of this world, but you will find out that the Lord has placed a responsibility of preservation in your hands. Not just because you are saved for yourself. You know, people talk about being saved. They want to go to heaven. See, if heaven was God's destination for you and plan, once you got saved, because they have been trying to get you since, they will just pick you up. Like people, like it be rapture. That kind of thing. In fact, some people are more interested in heaven than God. It's like Daniel telling me, come, rookie, I want to come to your house. I say, I won't be at home. I won't be at home. But I will be in church. I want us to meet in church. I will be in school. I want us to meet in school. Say, no. You go ahead. I will still go to your house. Which one is more important, me or my house? People are not interested in things pertaining to God. The relationship is not there. And one thing that happens as we begin to move and advance in God is that He begins to communicate His body into our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a factor of, God, do you love me anymore? Or are you my father? Do you... All these things, all these small, small petty talks that he allows. When he just pampers us and massages our childishness, it's good. Eh? But at a certain point, we step out of that and we begin to bear the burden of the Lord. If you see in mangers or in farms, a calf is born by a cow. Why that cow carries things upon his shoulder? At a certain point, the calf will just be eating straw and eating straw. But as he grows, it comes to an estate where he too will also carry what? A body. Does that make sense? The scripture here is very paramount. Now, in old Israel, this is one perspective. Salt was actually used as fertilizer. It was part of the agricultural process. But that is not where I want to injure. It is the basic importance of salt. We all know that salt gives taste and it preserves. And just to let you know, if you want to cook 3 cups of rice, you will not use 3 cups of salt to cook it. It's not numbers that matter. It's quality. It's quality. And who are these people? What kind of, when you talk of quality, what is the Lord looking for at this point in time? Scripture says, I have found David, a man after my heart. I am not looking to just, like to look, say, it's not a time to just pray for my cup of tea, things like that. All manner of things to pray about, they are good. But what is the Lord communicating to your heart concerning prayer? And sometimes the Lord may come and communicate something to your heart. You may think of yourself as insignificant. Some weeks back, the Lord began to put Brazil. I said, what's concerning me with Brazil? I watch football, but... You understand? You will understand that the Spirit knows all things. And let me tell you one mystery about intercession. That's your prayer point you want to pray about. It is someone's prayer point in another nation. That thing you think is very important, the Lord is giving you a burden to pray about. But it comes and it weighs on your heart. If you can just put that aside, you will get to understand sometimes that the Lord can take that your own burden and put it in another believer's heart in Gambia. Because the body is connected. We are praying for the safety of both the believers and the world. Please tell someone you are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
Please shout it one more time and say, you are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
Your neighbor again, one more time. You are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
The salt of the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a glorious thing. What a blessed thing to be called. Moving past the estate of, I just want to be saved. You are on earth and God is committing heavenly responsibility to you. That is glorious. People are talking about the age to come, wanting to wait to do things. And God is saying now. Because the kingdom of God will come upon the surface of the earth. It will come upon every institution of mankind. Government, education, media, whatever, religion, whatever it is. The will of God is that heaven be made manifest on earth. But it will not find expression except the people begin to tarry in the place of prayer. Because things are first displaced and organized in the spirit realm. When the Lord wants to birth something upon the face of the earth, he turns to the church. And one thing we have seen today from the revelation that came, at least, which is where I want to just touch a little bit as the Lord helps, is the aspect of preservation, responsibility in prayers. It's the spirit that quickens, but the flesh profits not. And when the Lord begins to quicken things like this in our hearts, one thing you must first acknowledge, because consciousness is very important. What you are conscious of drives your actions. You must now acknowledge that you are important in the agenda of God. The issue with coronavirus, don't let anybody deceive you. It's a spiritual thing. This boy brought up, Tolu mentioned something, a scripture in Revelation 7 about Apollyon and the Greek name is Apollyon. Abaddon is the Hebrew name. Has anybody heard of that before?
Apollyon.
Apollyon and Abaddon.
Just
Apollyon. Apollyon. What do you know about Apollyon?
Apollyon is, like, according to the Greek word, it means destroyer.
Destroyer.
Like I said. And NASA, they detected an asteroid that was going to hit the Earth. So they named it Apollyon because the asteroid is so big that if it should hit the Earth, it's going to, like, cause a lot of damage to the Earth. They are still watching it, but it doesn't hit the Earth yet. So that's the name they gave to it.
Apollyon. They gave it Apollyon.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's astronomy. Giving a spiritual name to a rock that is, and it's very interesting. That rock is posing a threat towards all of humanity, basically. But Apollyon is actually a spiritual reality. It's a spirit of destruction. When you go in nations that have been deserted by war, hunger, you just see a nation all of a sudden becomes somewhere like a desert in 3 years. That is the operation of a spirit. And you see in that scripture that the activities of the church were very important. There is an aggression upon mankind at this point in time that is coming. No man is safe. I'm talking about the earth frame. There is an aggression of darkness. And you know the interesting thing? It is rightly so. It is rightly so because the soul that sins will water, will die. But God in his mercy is communicating the burden of the church, or his burden, because he says he's not willing that any man should perish, but that all should come towards her, the knowledge of God. He does not, scripture says that the Lord does not delight in the death of any man. No matter how bad that man is. You know that guy they pointed to in your family and said, this guy is a witch or whatever. He's the one troubling your family. Even that guy, God does not want him to die. Because his compassion, every soul is important to him. He says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And the Lord is making it clear through the scripture that you have a say on their souls. It's a big responsibility. We have a responsibility towards mankind, but it starts with consciousness, seeing yourself as important, the way the Lord sees you, placing that responsibility upon yourself. And one thing the Lord does when a man places or becomes responsible, intentional with him, is that he also takes that man serious. He says to the froward, I will show myself what? Forward. When any person decides and says, Lord, come. I don't know what is going on, Lord, but I've seen what you are seeing in this time. and I want to be part of it. Even prayer, God is helping me. I know you are helping me, Lord. But I want to avail myself. But I want you to help me mightily in the spirit. What it does is that as you avail yourself, it begins to pour grace upon you to fulfill that desire upon his heart. And may the Lord continue to pour the spirit of prayer mightily upon this house in the name of Jesus. Because it is needful. Which is some things we will see today. The church, you are very important in the affairs of men. They are blind. They cannot help themselves. I have friends, I have cousins who are living life anyhow. They have no idea of what God is doing at this point in time. They have no idea of the wrath and anger and the indignation, the enemy, with which the enemy is coming upon men who don't know God this, at this point. Some of them are clubbing. Some of them are sleeping. Some of them are doing all manner of things. They think life is just normal. But just the way Christ loved all of the world and laid himself down, he says, greater love than no man, that he should lay down his life for what's that?
His friends.
I cannot pass this across a lot. You matter. In your family, you matter. If you want to see change in any aspect, the Lord is raising you as a priest. He's raising us as a priest. First in our local settings, in our families, and into the nations. Because we are the preservatives. We are the salt of the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Something happens when we begin to pray. The revelation topic brought is very... There is nothing that would have captured our message better than that. And it's very clear that the Lord is saying something to us. I want to hit something home about the importance of... or the effect of prayer. Why... What is the real effect? Why is it that the Lord can say the church should pray against the works of the enemy? And I want us to read, I think, two scriptures. Two scriptures. Let's open to Isaiah 66. For together, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What was the time? How long have I gone? I want to stick to 1 hour max.
33 minutes.
Okay, good. Isaiah 66. And we'll start reading from verse 6 to 8. Let's read 1 to go. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to the enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Verse 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in a day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. And we say,
amen.
And we say,
amen.
Amen. This is prophetic. It's a declaration of warfare. It makes us see something first of all. That before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man's child. But it begins to give us a better picture of how that will happen. He says, who had heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Now see, the earth is being brought into view. The earth is first the focus. But someone may look and say, is the earth that is bringing forth? But no. We now zoom in to see what actually brings forth. Let's read it
clearly, or shall a nation be brought at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she what? She brought forth her children. So Zion is in the midst of the earth. And the products of Zion is very important, and it affects the earth. We'll come back to this scripture, but I want us to go to Psalms 110. So we are going somewhere. Psalms 110. Psalms 110. Psalms 110 verse. Okay, we'll read to verse 3. I'll read verse 1 and 2 and I'll read verse 3 together. My emphasis is on verse 3. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Verse 3, let's read it together. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Now put your hands here and let's go back to Isaiah 66. Thank you, Jesus. A better picture is given. And we see that prayer has to do with what is called travail. And we know that when a pregnant woman comes to the place of birthing, travail actually means pain or heaviness. What happens to come first is travail. Burdens, symbolically speaking. One revelation that I want us to take out of this meeting is that the church is God's womb upon the face of the earth. When darkness is preparing something, the church can arise and birth something opposite that can swallow up and deter that thing for the good of the earth. The church is God's womb. It births realities upon the face of the earth. That is why when you pray in the Spirit, you see in Romans 8 verse 26 that the Spirit helped us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Groanings are pregnant. They are pains of travail. When you are in the place of prayer, you are groaning, you are speaking in tongues. And it intensifies. It's intensifying. What is happening is that you are about to birth something. And what Psalms 110 calls it is that it is the womb of the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a beautiful thing. The womb of the morning. The salt of the earth, the church, is God's womb. He says it because the scripture starts by telling you that thy people, a willing people, people who have availed themselves to the call of prayer, priesthood, at a certain point in time, through the help of the Holy Spirit, it says that thy people may be willing, they shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. What is the womb of the morning? When you hear that, what comes to your mind? Be bold. There's no... About...
Yeah, I see like the burden of the morning.
The burden of the morning, that's correct. Tuna, you have something to say?
Yeah.
Abati, what's the womb of the morning?
The womb of the morning. the it means like, yeah, like I said, the burden, but then it's of the morning, so it's like being able to bring forth something new.
Something new.
Something new, yeah.
Yeah. The womb of the morning. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. If you understand the place of intercession, scripture says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There is something about the morning that brings joy. And what the scripture is making us understand is that when Zion travails, there is something new introduced upon the surface of the earth. And morning prophetically speaks of intercession. We want to keep time at a good minimum today. But if you go to Zechariah, I believe Zechariah 12 verse 10, it describes the spirit of grace and supplication there. And you see that one thing mentioned there is mourning. Weeping may endure for the night, groaning, but as the day comes, something new is birthed. And that is what the intercessory ministry of the church does. Coronavirus is too small. Coronavirus is too what?
Small.
It's too small. Hallelujah. It's too small. The church has dealt with stronger things.
That's right.
And when the church begins to come, when you hear the church, I don't know what comes to your mind. There is so much that can be achieved with you now. There is so much. Just in the place of prayers, there is so much the Lord does. He's already doing it. But what I want to pass across today is a consciousness. A consciousness that I'm salt, I matter. Because men are important. And if men are not aligned with darkness, they are aligned with water, with light. And in this kingdom, when you ally with light, you become salt, you become preservative to the earth realm. And because you are aligning in the place of intercession, you can bet spiritual things. The Lord uses you. My sisters, please, that is one grace you cannot play with. People want to preach. You know, it's very good to stand and be sweet when you are talking. Preaching is sweet. Teaching, you come out and, oh my God, it's nice. It gives you a good feel. It's good. But the real walk is in prayers. That is the most important ministry of the church. You see that Jesus never taught the disciples how to preach. Have you seen it in scriptures that Jesus taught the disciples to preach? So, prayer is, please write this down, it is the heaviest molecule in the formation of a spiritual man. Not preaching. It is the heaviest molecule. You know, if you are, we have science students here, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer is the heaviest molecule in the formation of a spiritual man. Not preaching. The word of God comes in there, but prayer must go first. If you look at oxygen is made up of what? No, hydrogen. Hydrogen.
Water.
Yeah, water. That's it. I'm giving my answer. I've already sold myself. But anyways, what is hydrogen made of? Water made of?
Two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of
oxygen. Saying it so confidently now. Nice. Anyways, which is most important there? Hydrogen, right? But oxygen is very important. Without oxygen, there won't be water. However, hydrogen has two important molecules. So scripture we say in Acts 4 verses that we will give ourselves continuously to the ministry of prayer and the word. Order is very important in scriptures. Not the word, then prayer. If you find someone reading the word of God, just reading, what you will make is a theologian with no spirit backing him. He will just come and he will talk. In fact, that's why people form false doctrines. Someone was posting something. Someone posted something online of a guy preaching. And he said something that made me laugh. He said, anything God says is bad, is bad. And he said that God said that it is not good that man should be alone. So if you are a bachelor, you are a sinner. Now that is revelation. That is revelation. Why is laughing? that's revelation, but it's inspired by head. So it is the spirit that quickens. And when we pray, we are gathering momentum. We are gathering or initiating spiritual activity. Like kindness said earlier, what's the time now?
46.
46 minutes, perfect. Kindness said earlier that when we pray, we are appealing to a higher power to intervene. Prayer is needful for communication. It is primarily communication. It is, then you have things like intercession and warfare, which is our emphasis, because we see that the church is meant to stand as a representative of the earth, because the earth cannot help itself. It cannot help itself. You matter in the discussions of these things. You matter. Souls are tied to your prayers. And it's not a mechanical thing. Scripture says that ye are my battle axe and weapons of what? Of warfare. With thee, I will break in pieces the nations and the kingdoms of men. He did not say you will do it yourself. How will they achieve that? We pour a spirit of prayer mightily upon us. That when we wake up, you will just have the body to pray. Sometimes it will carry your mind along. Sometimes it will not carry your mind along. But you are praying and it is happening. Things are happening in the spirit. Things are happening. I said today that one thing the Lord placed on my heart as I waited. It's not just the nations, but your families, my family as well. Your prayer matters at this point in time and going forward. If you want to see any change, if you want to see anything of God take form in your family, you must be the man to stand in there. You must be the man. He says, I sought for a man in the earth. Someone say, I am the man.
I'm the man.
Say it one more time. I am the man.
I am the man.
Shout it one more time. I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man. There was a discussion in heaven and a man in the earth realm. Out of nowhere. I wonder how Isaiah did it. And he just shouted, Lord, here I am. Say, send me. How did he put his ear in the discussion? I said, God, raise men of such hearts in this time. And may the Lord continue to place that emphasis and understanding of who we are. This is one of the metaphors used to describe the believer as salt. That until I come and I do the things that matter, the territory I find myself, my family, my welfare, my community, my church, my local church, my brethren, my nation can suffer because I am not standing at salt. He says that if the salt has lost its taste, it is no more good for anything. May we not be at people sitting in recliner chairs in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Recliner chair and seat belt. The Lord just gave us word. that revelation is dangerous. My God. Reclining chair is already very comfortable in your ass. You may as well add pillow. This is not the time to sleep spiritually. Let's take one more scripture. Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 56, rather. Verse 9. I'll read verse 9 and we'll read verse 10 together. Okay, verse 10 and 11. Verse 9. All ye beasts of the field, come, devour. Yea, all beasts in the forest. Verse 10. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Verse 11. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. They are shepherds that cannot understand. They look to their own way. Everyone is for his own gain from his quarter. This is reproof. The Lord is speaking of the watchmen in Israel. People who are called the watchmen. And there's a lot here. If you take it too personal, it may hit you and you become depressed. But when the Lord speaks, he speaks to correct. And I see the Lord raising up a company of people who are solid watchmen, not just for their families, but nations. It's already happening. You see, this God, I've come to understand that is a person who does not think of himself as important that he likes to use. At this point in time, he's already showing us things that pertain to Canada, the world. He's making you a watchman for your soul, for your family, and to the nations. Mm-hmm. But may it not be said of you that you are sleeping in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May it not be said of us that we are dumb dogs. It cannot be said of us. That is not our portion. But it is a possibility when a consciousness is not aligned in the mind. It is a possibility. It is a possibility when a consciousness has not come into mind. Because a man who is in honor and does not know is as a beast. He says in this scripture again that the verse 11, he says everyone looks, they all look to their own way. They want to do their own thing. We hear people praying butter and bread, sugar, my bread. It's good, it's good, it's good. Acts of the Lord. But the Lord has a body and he has an intention in heart. And he's looking for men. He said, I will raise up a faithful priesthood who shall do according to all that is in my heart and mind. Let me tell you something today. Whatever is burdening your heart, if you can let that go, oh my God, there is no man. God's integrity is too much for it. There is no man who has decided to take up God's burden that God does not pay fully. It may look as if things are happening and other things are happening for other people and things are not happening for you. Watch. 1 year is a short time for God. He says, shall a nation be birthed in a day? 1 day can change a lot. Just hold on to God. Seek God's heart before your own. Seek God's intention. And I see a people now, I see it every time, and I see it when we meet, who the Lord is wooing and wooing stronger to himself, letting to let go of all that the world projects as important, and is beginning to fix his gaze and his heart towards the will, the desires of God, because as we yield to him, he pours himself and his possibilities upon us, and we become bearers of his body. So when you want to sleep at night, a burden raises you from the bed. Something happens when you come into that realm. And what happens when you come into that realm is that a level of favor is added to your life. Because you have become a friend of God. You are the salt of the earth, my brothers. You are the salt of the earth, my brothers. You are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of your families. You are the salt of Winnipeg, Manitoba. You are the salt of the nation. Can we say amen?
Amen.
The Lord is doing something great at this point in time. And what we can do is to align with Him. He's beginning to pour forth His Spirit. He's pouring forth His Spirit. It's already happening. The Lord will begin to speak concerning certain things that need to be addressed in your families, in your communities. For people you had forgotten, He will tell you of a friend you left school. Wait, say, pray for this boy. He's in need of this. I came to Canada some years back, and one of my brothers or friends who was in Futu, he was involved with something, and he was taken out of Futu. He was sent out of Futu. And all of a sudden, the Lord just placed it on my heart. I didn't even know much that time. With my little faith, God is still helping me. But that time, I was destitute of anything. And I began to pray. And in a very short while, I don't know how it came. I don't know. I can't say. We can give God the glory, of course. It is all to Him. But I think it was 2 weeks I heard that He got an admission into Uniport. You matter. That if you don't get anything, I'm trying to say today. What did I say, sir? You matter. You are the salt of the earth. Men ought always to pray. And the men praying are not just any kind of men. They are men who are designed, they are functionaries of God to preserve things, to preserve men, to preserve nations, to preserve their families. That as long as Williams is in his house, is in a city, Satan cannot consume that city. It's not possible. He says, shall I do anything upon the surface of the earth without telling my servants, the prophets? And one thing I perceive the Lord doing at this point is that He's opening our prophetic channels. We will begin to see clearly. We will begin to see, hear clearly. And the things that will come about are things that are important, not mundane things. And as we pray them, victory will come in such directions.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's say it one more time. I am the salt of the earth.
I am the salt of the earth.
I cannot be anything less.
I cannot be anything less.
I matter in the kingdom of God. I'm endued with strength. I'm endued with capacity. To bear the yoke of God. My actions are important towards men. My actions are important towards the children of men.
My actions are important to my family.
And when I bear His yoke,
I give up my own yoke.
For he says, my yoke is easy.
My yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
So I receive lightness. When I bear His own yoke.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
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 This morning I would like us to pray. The charge today is that you matter. You are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. He says, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. Topper, if you could come help me a little bit. I want us to pray Let's go to Zechariah 12. Zechariah 12. Hallelujah. Zechariah 12. Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Zechariah 12, verse 10. He says, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Someone say grace and supplication.
Grace and supplication.
They shall look upon him they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one that mourneth for his son, his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. This is a prophetic statement. He says that I will pour upon the house of David the spirit of grace and supplication. Supplication means to beg. The spirit of grace there speaks of the enablement in the place of prayer. Prayer changes things. And when the Lord begins to communicate the burden of prayers, he does not leave us to do things on our own. Remember, we have mentioned two symbolic and physical territories today. There is the nations and there is your family. There are things in your life that need to be put in order. And prayer is the key. Prayer is the main thing. The spiritual realm is like, it's like video editing. Things can be worked out there. You can cut out what you don't want to see. And it will be taken out and manifested in the physical. The Lord showed you a revelation of a possibility of the enemy. What you are to do is to ascend in prayers and adjust that possibility to what you want. So rather than negative manifesting itself, you, through the means of prayer, make positive, light, goodness to shine forth rather than darkness. And what the Lord is saying is that he will do this through the means of intercession. They will look to him. How did he put it? They will look unto him who has been pierced and shall mourn for him. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mourning here speaks of intercession, a depth of groaning that only God can impart. And I believe the Lord at this point in time is bringing that grace upon us. He's bringing that grace. You may feel tired in your body, but as you go home tonight, as you go home in your sleep, you will see a visitation, a unique visitation of the spirit of grace and supplication. Because the word is important, preaching is important, but prayer is the main thing. If the kingdom of God is going to find expression upon the face of the earth, it must be through what, sir? Through what?
Prayer.
Prayer and intercession. This morning, our prayer is simple. We have identified ourselves as the salt of the earth. One of the greatest prayers you can pray for yourself is, Lord, help me. I've seen that that is the most powerful state you can be as a believer. He gets excited. As he just says, help, he comes. Because you are acknowledging your nothingness. And the prayer today is, Lord, help me to pray. Give me grace. Because these are not times to sleep. There is already grace available, but it will increase the intensity. There will be much help to do the things that are needful. For your family, the Lord will show you things. It will open your prophetic channels it will open your eyes and ears to hear. And when it shows you, you have become involved. That means your voice matters. Let's talk to the Lord this morning. He says he will pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon us. The spirit of grace and supplication upon us. The spirit of grace. Of my own self, I can do nothing. Ha, shaka bleketo malapa. If you have been finding weakness, if you have been struggling in the place of prayer, if you have been sleeping, the Lord has come to give grace. I believe in the grace of God. I believe that God can take a man and make him what he wants by grace, regardless of the man. God can take a weakling and make him a warrior. He can take a blind man and make him a leader, a giver of direction. He can take weak men and make them champions. He says, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. Brother, let's acknowledge that God is our helper today. When you are praying, you are inviting the operations of His Spirit. Let's talk to the Lord this morning for taking away the spirit of slumber. Kala brashtu bekete. Libra bra 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 brashtu koto malaba. Le chanta la presso procoto. Je plegete. Je brashtu bekete malaba lasto. Le brashtu va brashtu venepe. Libru sabrata. Le brashtu venabra. Libru ste falate balaste kisaba. When you pray, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth product, she brought results. It is a sin not to pray at this time. It is an error, it is a mistake for one not to pray at this time. It is an error.
Akla barushte ke beleke, librushte para, librushto fa palatwa, le fala brushto koto menekete, japlakata, japlakata, librushte falampra, le brushto fa parash, le brushte ke prasa paratwa. Le brekete, chambra suprotuma, librusa brakaba, jebre sebretuma, librusi branta barashwa, lebre sebrotuma, jebreketuma, le shakaparatwa, le vakabarush. Brother, let's take this opportunity to pray for our families, to pray for our families, pray. Pray, ask the Lord for interventions. Ask the Lord for interventions. You know family members, you know cousins, you know friends that need to be secure and prayed for. They need to be safe from the indignation of Satan at this point in time. You can stand as an umbrella. It says one man shall be as a tree. You can be a covering for your family. You can be a covering for your nation. You can be a covering. You can be a covering for your father, your mother, your friends. That because of you, the Lord will arise. The Lord will arise. Librush de kapalatwa kantabra subrekete. Librush de prantama. Lebre soprotoma. Lebreshtu fa palatwa. Jebregeteste katabalatwa. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Brother, let's pray for Winnipeg. Let's pray for Canada. Let's pray for the nations. That indignation of the Lord will be overturned. That this sickness shall not be unto death. This sickness shall not be unto death. Men are dying. Men are dying because of this thing called coronavirus. That the Lord will hear our cry. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Kebrasupa. Jebregete shakata. Shakata. Oh Jesus. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let all his enemies be scattered. 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 We address that spirit called coronavirus. The spirit of destruction that makes fruitful cities desolate. We bring judgment. We bring judgment. We bring judgment. Oh God, that the Lord will have mercy. That the Lord will have mercy. 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 Allah brashtu vanapa. Le shakaba. We said that the church is a womb. It can birth healing when there is sickness. Elisha said, bring me salt. And he poured it into the rivers. He poured it into the rivers. You are that salt Elisha is bringing. And the Lord will pour you out as a drink offering for the nations. Kadabra subele. Jete belekate. Brushte baratwa. Libro sopro pro pro. Jebregete shabrasa. Libro si bra pra pra pra. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. We arrest the spirit of infirmity. We arrest it in the name of Jesus. We stand as a candlestick. We arrest it over the nations. We arrest it. We arrest it. We arrest it. For he says that no plague shall come near our dwelling. We arrest it. We arrest it. We arrest the spirit of infirmity. The spirit of destruction. We arrest it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We arrest the spirit of infirmity. We arrest the spirit of infirmity. We arrest it. We arrest it. Lebraka perushte. Librusa baratwa. Jebreketekete. Librusa. Librusa. Shembreketuma. Lepreketuma. Jebreduma lapa. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Lord, that you may have mercy. That you may have mercy. Have mercy upon the nations. Have mercy. Lastly, I want us to pray. I just have this strong impression for a while now for the families. I don't know why that is. But now it has to do with this issue of corona. Like I said, you are a pillar, you are as a covering for your family. It cannot be heard
it will not be heard that any one of us or our family members are partakers of that filthy plague of the Egyptians. Pray this afternoon and plead the blood of Jesus over your family. He says that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Plead the blood over your family. And after doing that, we will round up with a fellowship. That the operations of Goshen, that though they were scattering things all around Egypt, people were dying in Egypt, but there was blood put upon the house of the children of Israel in Goshen. Kabelos to Bregete, Libros da Palata, call your family members by name. They are soaked. Their houses are sealed. Aya Kabelusa. Oh Jesus. Gresa Geberushtepa. Lebrushte bra 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 bra. Lekashte Konomana. Enomina Tumina. Lebrusa Pele. Shakata, Shakata. Lika Rushte. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families. Over Canada, over Winnipeg, Manitoba. This very day we stand as a church and we roll back that hand of oppression, that hand of plague, that hand of infirmity. We stand as the hand of the Lord and we say, be thou removed and cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus, we bind the oppressions of infirmity in this land. In the name of Jesus, over our families, we cripple every walk. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Lord, we come before you, Lord God, as a body united. We stand, Lord, interceding on behalf of this land, on behalf of ourselves, and on behalf of our family. Oh, Lord God, you say we are the salt of the earth, Lord God. We shall not lose our flavor in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to you before you, Lord God, with the knowledge of who we are to you, Lord God, and now we walk to do your ways. Your will is not that we should perish, Lord God, but that we should excel and we should set free those that are bound, Lord. We say today, we set those that are bound.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Every work of the evil ones, Lord God, upon this land, upon this earth, upon this world, Lord, I say we reject it in the name of Jesus. We destroy this coronavirus and its infirmities, oh Lord, wherever it came, be it from the feet of fellow, Lord God, wherever it came from. I say it is destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And God, we ask for strength, Lord God. Amen. We ask for strength, Lord God. We ask for strength, Lord God, to be able to intercede in the place of prayer, Lord God. Father, that spirit of self, Lord God, saying we are safe, therefore people should perish, God, we say we destroy it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It shall not be heard of from of us that we do not intercede on behalf of this land. Father, we intercede and we commit everything, O Lord God, for our presence in this land. O Lord, will you have mercy upon us? Use us as a point of contact to heal, O Lord God, and you remember your promises and covenants, that you will not destroy this earth, O Lord God. Father, we come before you, that you set this earth free. You set us free in the name of Jesus. And I ask for your grace upon our lives, O Lord God, to walk in your prophetic, to walk in your ministry,
Amen.
To do that which you've set before us, Lord God.
that we ask that we do your will and not our will in the name of Jesus. And we commit this week into your hands, Lord God. The last week was different from this week, and this week we are going to ask that let your work begin to show. Let your mercy and favor upon this land begin to show in the name of Jesus Christ. And once that you be with us in all we do, we thank you for being able to meet to fellowship. And we say, Lord, strengthen us from Jesus' name. Amen.